Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, welcome to New Life Live. This is not Steve. This is Larry Sonnenberg, and I'm sitting in for Steve today, and I've got two brilliant people sitting on either side of me. Dr. Dave Stoop sitting over here with me.
Hey, nice to see you, Larry, Steve.
Good to see you. And Milan Yurkovich. Hi, Milan.
Hi, Larry. Great to be with you, both of you today, and always look forward to it.
You know, we have two thank you gifts that we're offering right now. One is for anybody who makes a donation. And that thank you gift is a book that was authored by Dave. And that's called Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. And Dave, why would somebody want to read that book?
Well, it goes beyond just the typical rethink how you think kind of thing. It has to do with meditating on Scripture as a means to change the way that I think, and the power of Scripture to do that changing.
It kind of points back to me. It points back to Romans 12:2.
Yeah, renewing of your mind.
Renewing of your mind, yeah. And Milan, you and Kay did videos for us that will be thank you gifts for anybody who signs up to be a Club New Life member.
Mm-hmm.
And those videos, I'm just going to give the titles, 12 questions that will change any relationship, talking to kids about sex, parenting your adult kids, and then anger and the love styles. And, you know, we asked you to do videos for this purpose. Why did you choose those topics?
Well, we have touched, Ken and I have obviously touched on those subjects in various presentations we've done over the years. But those calls represent issues that our New Life callers bring into us all the time. Issues with grown children, sexuality, naivety on the parents' part with respect to what kids are learning about sexuality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what does it mean to be a parent to a 30-year-old former child?
Well, the thing I love about it is
maybe still a child.
Yeah, but you know, that begs a question. Maybe so is the parent, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We have to ask how old is a parent when they're dysregulated, et cetera, et cetera. So anyhow, we picked these four topics, and we're making them exclusively for New Life listeners. We don't have them presented anywhere else but right here.
Thank you for
just
that.
Just for you guys.
The thing I love about those four topics is it doesn't matter who you are, there's something there for you.
Yep.
And so if you have not considered joining Club New Life, I would just encourage you to do that today. You know, part of our plan and strategy to become really solid financially, get out of the hole we're in. We had a good year end, and we made some real good progress, but we need to keep it going. And Club New Life has been a big part of that. Our monthly income from Club New Life is what we need to have to continue to grow. And it's grown significantly, but we need to repeat that again this year. So we're looking for 6 Club New Life people to sign up each and every day that we're on the air. So I'm asking if you would be one of those 6. And then if you're not interested in making that monthly commitment, get Dave's book by just giving us a call. Call 800-NEW-LIFE, and you can get you can make a donation. $5, $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever God moves you and your ability and willingness to give, that would be great. The other thing is we're going to be doing an intimacy in marriage workshop coming up here in February.
Yeah, 1 month from now.
Yeah, and we're looking for one more couple. We have two couples who are interested in being part of a group of engaged people. You're not married, you're engaged, you'd like to start your marriage off right. Give us a call and say you want to be a part of that group. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a brand new workshop coming up. It's January the 25th, and we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. It's a New Life Weekend. We're calling it Finding Freedom. And I don't know where you're stuck, but you can be free. We're going to talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. And it'll include the things that help you find that path to getting your life on track and staying on track. There'll be 8 teaching sessions, 6 small group sessions, and you can find out about it and sign up for it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us, talk to us if you want to be free. Finding Freedom, January the 25th, great way to start the year. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. Give us a call here. You want to have Dave or Mylon answer your questions. The phone number is 800-229-3000. But before we talk to anybody, Mylon, you had something.
Well, I had something I wanted to say based upon something you said, which is how conversations and dialogues go. We respond to what others say. But you said to help us get out of the hole. And I want to clarify that because that's an interesting phrase. A lot of people are in the hole financially, and they're in holes financially because they mismanage or they overspend or they can't delay gratification or credit cards get a hold of them. And income and outflow just does not match. And so they get into trouble that way. New Life is perpetually digging themselves out of a hole because of how much airtime costs all around the United States to pay for Christian radio. And to keep up with the demands of that is something. It's not because of reckless spending.
Thank you.
You guys are excellent stewards, and it's because of the donations that people can listen. When I turn to my AM or FM dial here in Los Angeles, they're all sponsored by people who pay for the broadcast, all right? And so the person that's on that show doesn't have to pay for it.
They get paid instead from the income.
And they get paid perhaps from the income by doing the show if they have a broad listening audience. We have to pay for the airtime. And that's when I listen to my Christian station that says, this is sponsored by New Life Ministries. This is sponsored by, you know, Chuck Swindoll Ministries or J. Vernon McGee, the Bible Bus. And they're sponsored by the donations. And that's why everybody on the radio is asking for donations, not because we're poor stewards.
But it's interesting and confusing in that there are ads on Christian radio. But that's because they need the income from both the ads and from the programmers.
Well, yeah. And the thing I want to say, too, is we could have canceled radio stations in order to have our income meet our expenses better, but then we wouldn't be on the air in many areas. You wouldn't be able to listen to this, and the stations have asked us to not do that at times. So they said they'll work with us extending it out, and we've done that. But let's go take a call so we can get on with what we're supposed to be here about to begin with.
Well, that was about what we're supposed to
be
doing.
Yeah, it is. But people are calling to want
to
get their problem solved.
Then.
So let's talk to Debbie in Charlotte, North Carolina. She listens online. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
How are you? How can we help you today?
I'm doing well. I'm not doing great, but I'm doing okay. I need your help, though. We are longtime supporters of you guys. We've been listening for over 25 years.
Wow.
And we love you guys to death. But and we have turned so many of our friends onto you, and we've had people go to your conferences. But my husband and I, after 33 years of marriage, are stuck. We have gotten into some bad habits. We he's an avoider and defensive. I call myself a recovering vacillator. That's my term. And we've just gotten stuck. We're in a rut, and we don't know how to get out of it, and we both go to counseling, and we kind of have hit a wall. And so we're both talking about, should we go to the conference in D.C. next weekend, or do you think that would not benefit us? So that's my first question.
Well, yes, you should go, and yes, it will benefit you, but I'll let these guys say it a little more.
Oh, it definitely would benefit you both, because it's a restarter in a lot of ways for couples. It gets them back to where they wanted to be in the first place. So that's
yeah, and
that's,
I mean, honestly, we have struggled. I would say we've struggled most of our marriage. And I was just telling the lady on the phone that our adult kids were just with us in North Carolina, and I just dropped them off at the airport, and I'm like, okay, we're calling New Life. We're in trouble.
Well, you know,
Debbie,
you referenced the D.C. workshop next week, and that one is Take Your Life Back.
Right.
And that is...
Finding freedom, right? It's finding freedom.
Yeah,
right?
That's not the one to go to.
You want to go to Intimacy and Marriage in February.
We have different workshops. The Intimacy and Marriage workshop is here in Orange County the weekend of the 15th, 16th, 17th of February. We do have a D.C. workshop. We have a D.C. workshop of the Marriage Intimacy workshop in D.C. in June, the last weekend in June. So there's a possibility you could meet that one. Now, the answer is yes, because as Dave said, all marriages need tune-ups. All marriages need to review the basics. When Vince Lombardi's team was failing, he stood in the locker room, held up a football, and he says, let's go back to the basics. This is a football. And so, yes, we will irritate each other, and there is a tension in relationship of love and attraction and irritability and repulsion. That is a part of all human relationship. We're drawn to each other, but we're repelled. So I would highly recommend doing that, because it'll help to develop new skills for you, with you and your husband, to reduce the irritability.
Now, you said you couldn't go to that one. Why can't you go to the one in February?
We already have an obligation that weekend, because we've already looked at that. We were going to try to do the one in January in D.C., and then we were going to try to hit the one in Orange County. We can't hit that one. And that weekend of the 14th, we've got something already, you know, lined up that we can't change. So, yeah, and we just didn't think, we don't feel like we can wait until May or June to do something.
Well, there is nothing wrong, by the way, if you went to the D.C. event in December. Yeah. It's Take Your Life Back. There is freedom there. And the book that Steve wrote, Take Your Life Back, is the idea of reclaiming and capturing the very things that once upon a time did work, or that allow us to be stronger and more, if you will, able to be the real person that I am, and allow the other person to be the real person they are. So it's a great opportunity, and certainly there would be things there that would help you as well.
And I don't know what you can't get out of, but I just, and I'm not looking for you to answer or respond to this, but I just want to challenge you. I worked for someone once, and he helped me understand priorities. And if your marriage is not as big a priority as what you're going to be doing that weekend otherwise, I just want you to consider that. It's real easy for us to just get something on the calendar and think, I can't change it, I can't do it. But so, and I respect that it might be that way for you, but I would just challenge you to take a good hard look.
The other thing you could do in the meantime is to do something that's fun for both of you. It's amazing how we get caught up in the requirements of parenting and marriage and stuff, and we forget to have fun together. And one of the things that you experienced when you first met each other was you had a lot of fun together. You did crazy things. So take a weekend and plan to do some crazy things that both of you enjoy as a temporary kind of situation to get you to the workshop. But
okay, all right.
Yeah,
but you and Jan laugh a lot. Kay and I laugh a lot. Larry and Rhonda laugh a lot. And to have fun together is really a lifetime endeavor.
And it makes a world of difference.
It does.
In the passion that you feel for each other.
Yeah, we're not laughing. We're not laughing right now. Everything is so, we are so highly sensitive to everything the other person says, the look that each other gives each other. I mean, it's pretty volatile right now.
Okay.
It's like an eggshell situation.
Well, we're sorry to hear that, but that's not uncommon, Debbie. And we encourage you that either one of those workshops, the one in D.C. at the end of the month, here in January, the one in June, they would all be great. So they would all help you, guaranteed.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you guys know, we read your books. We listen to you guys. Mylan and Kay, Your How We Love has been amazing for us and so many people. And David, wow. We're reading Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life right now.
Mm-hmm. Is there a book you don't have?
I'm sure there's got to be something I don't have.
You know, Debbie, Kay and I go around the comfort circle every day with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
We can't do the comfort circle. Well, we've tried.
Well, because there's reactivity that keeps it from happening. But then that's why we do the workbook and work on our individual broken attachment style in the workbook to see how and why I am so reactive that I can't listen to somebody.
Okay. Well, we don't have the workbooks. We have the books. But aren't the workbooks in the back of the book?
Oh, it may be in the version you have. I think I said virgin, but it's in the original virgin version of the book. We had
Monday,
a book and a workbook.
Well, let us send you
Thanks for the excuse on a Monday.
Yeah, let us send you the book that has the workbook in it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that would be very nice.
All right.
You don't have to do that.
Work on yourselves.
That'd be great.
Okay. Talk together about what used to be fun and how you lost the fun part of the relationship.
All right.
Debbie, thanks.
I'm going to be calling you back.
Okay.
Well, no, we want to see you. We want to see you at one of those workshops.
Oh, we'll be there. We'll be at the D.C. one. All I needed you to say was it's good. As soon as I get off the phone, I'll register.
Okay. Good.
Thanks,
Debbie. Bye-bye.
Right. Well, that'll be good. Again, call us at 800-229-3000, and you'll be able to talk to Dave and Mylan.
You know, it's interesting the insight she gave us all in that they're feeling insecure because everything is serious, and it's getting more serious, and the whole thing of doing the opposite of serious and doing fun breaks that cycle.
Boy, it's so true, Dave. That is so true. If we didn't laugh in our marriage, we probably would have killed each other by now.
Well, thanks for confessing that. I mean, that's really nice. But you're absolutely right. Yeah. One of the things I note about all of us here is we enjoy ourselves. We have fun.
Yeah.
There's laughter. There's teasing. There's frivolity and lightheartedness. And if we don't balance that out with the heaviness of this world and the challenges, we're going to just tip the other way.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm with you. Okay, let's talk to Allison in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Listens on WBYN. Hello, Allison.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? How can we help you?
Well, the question I have for you is, see, how do I put this all together in good terms here? So what I'm trying to ask today is about my husband, who has been pretty explosive over the years. I have a counseling background in terms of I am a counselor, but when you try to deal with your own spouse, it's a whole different ballgame.
Doesn't work, does it?
And I never present as perfect, however he takes me as being perfect. You know, you're perfect. No, I'm not. But what I really want to do after 20-plus years of marriage and incurring some health issues, which I think are directly related to the stress that I experienced with him, is just trying to figure out survival skills because one of the reasons that the call today is, you know, just out of the blue, I will have these moments where I am just shocked by how he will go from 0 to 60 miles an hour in his anger, and he will lash out, and he will literally, you know, start screaming, yelling. And then I have four kids. They're getting older now. But I have been able to walk away from a lot of these moments that come up. After years of what I've, you know, I've had time to kind of, you know, think I can figure him out. I feel like he's narcissistic. But he has this way of not being able to control his emotions and then lashing out and then just being vengeful, like not wanting to talk, which I know men in general don't want to talk, but just to the point of like, I'm like, well, can't you just tell me why you're upset? Even when he's calmed down. No, I don't wish to talk about it. Well, okay. So it gives me nowhere to go with it. And, you know, it's just been a marriage where we just kind of coexist. There's no intimacy. There's just nothing. And we have four kids, which keeps us together. The youngest one, probably, you know, about 6 years, you know, it'll be a point where the kids are out doing their own thing, college, all that. So I've come to a lot of, you know, thoughts about it through the years. And I'm at a point where, you know, I really feel like if I can keep it stitched together in the next 6 years, because it hasn't been volatile like every day. It's been like it could be once every 6 months. It could be, oh, all of a sudden in 3 months. So I shield the kids a lot from it, but I've had health issues that have cropped up this year.
Okay, Allison, so, we're going to have to take a break here. We'll come back and give you help right after this, okay?
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, but it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 15th to the 17th.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself in our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking with Allison, and Allison is looking for coping skills to kind of endure her marriage. And I'm just, sounds like a miserable existence to me. But what?
It's kind of on the edge all the time, isn't it, Allison? I think one of the things, as a counselor, you probably understand some of what's going on inside of him in terms of the fears that he has and those type of things. But you're powerless to do much about it because you're caught in the cycle. Have you guys done any counseling together?
We did early on in our marriage, and then it just became a situation where it just became one of those things where, oh, now we can't afford the co-pays or whatever. He's been out of work for, well, actually he was out of work for the last 3 years, so it was incurring a lot of debt and lovely things like that. So it's been, I could go on and on. But basically, you know, because I've been able to keep the kids happy I mean, they know the issues there, but they've learned how to do their own little eggshell walking too, you know. So it's good and bad, of course. But
so,
I feel like
Allison,
I've been able to,
Allison, you know, how difficult was your husband's childhood?
not good.
Okay.
But
so,
he doesn't look at it as that, it wasn't bad. It was
But that's not the issue. The issue isn't how he looks at it. We all have ways that we look at our own lives and our history, and we can be in denial and dismissive. The issue is, what do you see and what do you know? You're the one that's having to live with him. And so let's say he's 45 years old, but he's really 45 going on 6 inside. You know, you can say, well, he's narcissistic, but the reality is he's simply having a childhood tantrum. And where does that come from?
Okay.
It comes from a lot of pain and a lot of injury. And essentially Dave and I are going to be doing a recording on change in a little while together after this show. But how do people change? How do they grow up? How do they choose to become somebody different and recognize what's really true about their own life? Most people aren't self-reflective, and most six-year-olds aren't self-reflective either.
Most males aren't.
What's what?
And most males aren't self-reflective very much.
I wouldn't agree with that. I think a lot of males are self-reflective. I think a lot of it has to do with the attachment style of the individual as to whether they're self-reflective and self-contemplative. I get your point, Dave, about being male, but attachment styles really are not about gender. I have a piece of advice to answer your question for you. I had a client not that long ago whose husband did a very similar thing. They would explode, and there would be all kinds of collateral damage, and there would be all kinds of shrapnel in the air, and people are picking shrapnel out of their back for a week because of the explosion. And and the wife developed the courage to be able to say to the husband, the next time you do that, I'm leaving. And I will be leaving and filing a separation to protect myself and the children. And it's a warm boundary that says, I love you, but you're not listening to me for 20 plus years. So I have to get your attention in a bit of a different way. Now,
I think if I said that to him, you'd be like, fine, because we've had those discussions back and forth.
Then Allison,
Allison,
you said, I need survival skills, and I'm saying, you're not protecting yourself. Mm-hmm. You're dancing on eggshells. You're not protecting yourself. You just let it happen and slide out and teach the kids how to slide and dodge and avoid. And I'm saying that is not how Christ would do things. Jesus is very directive. He's very confrontational. He says to us, and really, the gospel is a big confrontation. It says, you're in sin, you're separated. Well, you may. Yes.
Okay, so my question is, let's say, because I kind of think I know his personality, but let's say I do that. And then he says, fine, we get a divorce. Because I think he would just take us straight to divorce, because he's not happy either. Would that be the expectation? If you're going to do that, well,
I
don't think he's going to be like,
that's
I'm
not your,
fix myself.
That's not your invitation. Allison, your invitation with the separation is, I want you to be a different man, but you're going to have to work on you and do some work and come back in a year and talk to me.
Yeah.
See,
I'm a little sarcastic about it. I've given him books. We've read books, you know, but
you
ultimately
ask,
it comes down to but I understand what you're saying.
But you're asking a question about survival skills, and you said, and with the age of our youngest child, I'm probably going to be out of there in 6 years anyhow. And I'm saying, well, you know, you could start that process of creating lines of demarcation and differentiation and tell him, let's start and do something here and then start everything in motion. Now, that's my personal opinion.
You're caught in a bind, aren't you, Allison? Because as a therapist, anything you do to try to get him into conversation, he'll dismiss as, oh, you're playing therapist with me. That's what I would be afraid of. So one of the things, do you have friends as couples?
We do, uh-huh.
I'd spend time with some couples and be a little more vulnerable with them in terms of what's going on, so to where they can begin to talk to you about what's going on in their own lives. Somehow you got to get somebody else in there to help share the concern.
Agreed.
and not do it alone.
Would he ever consider a workshop?
Larry, what's you're that? Asking a question?
Yeah. Would your husband ever consider attending the marriage workshop we do?
We did years and years ago, and this is before kids, but I think we need an after kids one.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's a whole different ballgame now with the intensive.
Oh,
it's very powerful.
Absolutely, yeah. It was geared on, like, you know, what life is like now that you have kids.
Okay, we got to go. We'll be right back.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. Just wanted to say to Allison, we're going to send you Take Your Life Back, and we think that will give you some help. And after you read it, who knows, maybe your husband would read it. But we'll be praying for you. You know, before we go on to the next call, I wanted to just ask you guys to just say a little bit about change. We mentioned it before we were on the program. You're going to do some recording, and it's about change. And you both said the same thing as we started to talk about that. And that was interesting. What was that?
Well, there's two kinds of change. There's a change that I try to make happen on my own, like New Year's resolutions and stuff. And then there's the change that just occurs because of what's going on in our lives, where we're forced to make changes because of just because of the circumstances.
Right.
And we don't like change. We'd much rather stay the same. We resist change, but life is all about change.
Well, change is inevitable. We can't, you know, a lot of people want everything to stay the same, but to have a static life where nothing changes, that's just not possible.
That'd because be boring, really.
Well, but a lot of people, especially the fearful ones, want things to be very predictable, where I know what's going to happen next, et cetera, et cetera. But change is inevitable, and movement around us, life is dynamic. It's always changing and moving. But what God wants is He wants a salvation change. He wants us to transfer from one category of not being His children and in darkness into the light.
Well, he wants us to grow.
Well, after we're saved, then He wants us to continue the process of His work in our life in this thing Dave calls sanctification. And I don't think as a church across the board, we don't talk about sanctification that much in the church, do you?
Well, we talk about recovery, and recovery is really the modern word for sanctification.
Well, and that, but
we
that
don't talk about that in the old biblical concept.
No, and it's really a new biblical concept.
Because of that.
Well, but the recovery implies you're in a hole or there's a problem, you see. But once we're saved, God wants us to grow out of what the influence of the world is. The verse you guys quoted a little while ago, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And our comfort zone makes us want to be conformed to the world. And that's why we don't change very much. That's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that.
Thank you.
Because if we're conformed to the world, that just kind of, you just kind of move along.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no great challenge, no great growth or change as a result of that.
Well, God tells us to put off the old man, and he's writing to Christians who are in the church at Ephesus, and they're, as Christians, he says, put off the old parts of you, the parts that aren't working well, like an old garment, take them off and put on a new self, which is being renewed day by day. So there's these concepts of change, and I think a lot of people don't even know God expects them to be different from one decade to the next.
Well, if you're not a Club New Life member, well, probably the plan is to use their recording as a part of a Club New Life CD in the upcoming months, and it'd be a good reason for you to sign up. Just call us at 800-NEW-LIFE, and you can join Club New Life real easily. Let's go talk to Clifford. He's on line one, listens in Sirius XM from Columbia, Missouri. Hello, Cliff. How are you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored every day, guys.
I love it. I love it.
Way to go, Clifford.
What's happening in your life?
Well, I just wanted to call and thank you guys so much. I listen to your ministry all the time. I got through a few months ago because I was having issues with my temper. Couldn't seem to get it under control. Kept having explosions and things like that. Mm. And I just wasn't happy with my walk with Christ because of it. I wasn't happy with how I was treating my wife. And through the conversation, Sherry suggested that I seek out a counselor that specializes in EMDR treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to call and thank you so much because I've had two sessions, and she thought that I might need four, but we would just play it by ear, she said. And after two sessions, I have seen such a marked improvement. She's told me now that if I need her, call her, but otherwise she said, I think you've got a got this under control now. So
wow, that's terrific.
She has taught me some mindfulness techniques and some EMDR that I have not had an explosion in 2 months, and that is phenomenal for me.
I love that. It's nice to get a call that says thanks, and what was said here on radio helps somebody.
And tell us something about the EMDR. Did the EMDR at all kind of confront your faith, or was it kind of a threat to your faith at all?
Before you do that,
Cliff. She.
I just wanted you to say what EMDR means.
Oh, eye movement desensitization. Yeah, no, it's a technique for dealing with trauma and anxiety.
Okay, go ahead.
But some people are afraid of it, and I just wanted to ask you about that.
No, it didn't. No, not in any way whatsoever. She's a DBT practitioner, so you know as well as I do. DBT embraces people's faith, no matter what faith it comes from.
But
and she was really encouragement with that. And you know, another thing that helped, and this might help your last caller. If she could find a life recovery group or a celebrate recovery group in her area and get her husband to go with her, when they separate off into the small groups, men with men and women with women, that might be a big help right there for them.
Okay. That's a good point.
Well, thanks for that.
You know, Clifford, one of the things I love is, you know, your desire to be a Christ-like man. That's a great example for all of us, and you saw that you were falling short. Number two, you called this show, you listened to Sherry, you know, she's an amazing human being, and then you followed her advice. I mean, what an incredible three steps, that Clifford, and I really appreciate you doing that and your testimony and your recommendations. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, appreciate the call, Clifford.
Well, that was a great call.
That was a great call. Let's go and speak with Shawnee in Washington, D.C. Listens on Wava. Hello, Shawnee. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi.
You're on with Dave and Mylon.
Hello.
How can they help you?
We can hear you. What's your question?
Yes, my question is, how do I deal with the resentment and the anger that I feel towards my family dynamic? I have an aging mother, and I raised my son as a single parent, and he's now an adult, and he lives with me, and he has substance abuse problems, but the both of them kind of team up on me. And I just feel like I'm trapped with them and their dysfunction. And my mother was abusive towards me. I tried to, you know, walk in forgiveness and love with her since I came to Christ. I've tried to help her and everything, but her and my son have this connection where I'm the problem. And since I'm the problem to them, you know, then why don't they leave me alone? Because really, I'm just so upset about it. I just feel like I don't have a life because of them, you know. And and they take advantage of my kindness towards them. And they're not supportive of me, but they're always asking me for things, finances, do this, do that. I just feel like I don't have a life. I feel like I've been robbed of my youth because I'm the oldest in my family. And now I feel like I'm robbed of my life now. And I have to pray every morning, God help me not to be angry or to despise them, because that's the point I'm at now.
You know, Shawnee, anger is an appropriate response. See, when you say, "Lord, help me not be angry," anger is an appropriate response because there's injustice here, and our God gets angry at injustice, and we're made in the image and likeness of God, and He hasn't the anger emotion in Him, and we're made in the image and likeness of God, so we have anger in us. He says, be angry, but don't sin, and don't let the sun go down on your anger, or else you'll give the devil an opportunity. It is with anger that things rise up within us to bring around or about solutions for what we should be doing. When there's injustice, we go, you know, this can't happen anymore, that we shouldn't be doing this, excuse me, anymore. So we're going to come back after a break. We have a break in just a few moments. And we want to give you ideas as to how you can rise up, use that anger to your advantage, and to create some change in your home, because that needs to happen.
Okay.
You're being abused and misused here.
I feel like a dead animal, and they're just pecking at me.
I know, and you know what? You are the responsible parent, and they are two little kids picking on you. And you're the one with the food in your hand. It's so sad.
Hey, hold on, Shawnee.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars. But EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back.
Yes, we are. Mylon had me laughing at it, and I won't repeat it. Okay. Okay, we're talking to Shawnee.
Oh, Shawnee.
What Mylon is saying to you is right on. The anger is what's going to give you the backbone to be able to say, that's hurtful. Please don't talk to me like that. I'm out of here. Setting a healthy boundary that stops the ongoing pain of what they're behaving. Without access to your anger, you can't enforce that boundary. You're gonna have to learn how to do that, and one of the places you can learn how to do that is at Al-Anon or at some kind of a meeting that's at your church with Life Recovery or Celebrate Recovery, and get into a codependent group, because you're worried about everybody else's feelings except your own, and you're ending up being the one that's hurt, being the one that's abused, and not knowing how to stop it. They're going to teach you how to stop it, how to enforce your boundaries in a loving, kind way, but firm. There's no other answer for you, because you've got to set a limit on what they do and find a way to stop getting hurt by it, because you're trying so hard to be the nice one.
Mm-hmm. So should we send boundaries to Shawnee, the book?
Well,
or Take Your Life Back? What are you thinking?
Take Your Life Back.
That could be great. To hitchhike on Dave's comment, Shawnee, one of the reasons we are codependent is that we don't know how to separate from other people well ourselves. There's a part of me that needs that merged of merging or fusing or being enmeshed or to be the caretaker of you. And so in Henry Cloud's book, Changes That Heal, the second section of the book is entitled Learning to Separate from Others. And it's really important because it helps us understand, which is a part of this codependency, Dave, why we caretake other people and why we need their approval, or why we won't get angry, because anger is a separating emotion, as I've heard you say many times, that could potentially push people away. Yet if we're afraid to separate from others, we won't do that. So a lot of the journey is then within ourselves. So I love your idea, Dave, of Al-Anon. And then the idea of codependency, and realizing that part of the journey starts with me and my wounds, why I want to keep people close as opposed to a boundary which pushes them away.
So Changes That Heal might be the book.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to send that to you, Shawnee. Thank you for calling. We're going to move on and speak with Margaret in Dallas, Texas. Listens on the Word, KWRD, and you'll be our final caller today, Margaret. How can we help you?
Hi. I've reached a dilemma in my marriage. I've been married 3 years. My husband and I are both in our 50s. It's a second marriage for both of us. And he doesn't listen, and I really don't feel like he knows me very well, but he really doesn't try to know me, and he doesn't try to listen. He just kind of does his own thing. And when I talk to him about it, he apologizes. He says, I'm sorry, but he never changes. And it makes me really, really frustrated. And then I yell and get angry because he apologizes, but nothing changes. So now I'm at the point where, do I try and fight back, or do I just move on and become the good wife, the good Christian wife, and just let it go?
That's not the good wife. That's
no.
That's kind of a non-person.
That's a mediocre kind of Christian wife.
He doesn't know how to change. He doesn't know what to do different, Margaret, is my sense. Mm-hmm. He wants to be different, doesn't know how to be different. And if it's probably the same thing that led to the death of his first marriage. And unless you get some help, he's not going to learn how to do it any different than the way he's always done it. And we keep doing the same thing over and over again, and we keep getting the same results over and over again, thinking if I just tried harder to do it different, it would be different. But you gotta get help to find out how to be different. He needs help especially.
So you're right. This is the reason his first marriage failed. Having heard him talk to his former wife, she will just yell at him, you don't listen, you never listen. So I know that contributed to the death of his first marriage. He and I did try counseling, and he just looks at the counselor and says, I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. And the counselor will explain it, and he really doesn't get it.
Well, Margaret, my grandmother used to say you can't get blood out of a turnip. And she was from the Midwest, and she was a great cooker. I loved her food. But the deal is that you're asking something from your husband that he does not have the capacity and the wherewithal to give. It's like Dave just said. And somewhere in his upbringing and in his background, nobody taught him to be emotionally intelligent nor relationally intelligent. Nobody ever taught him how to have a conversation, to inquire. You mentioned he doesn't really know me, and to have a great conversation. You know, we just did a talk, Kay and I, for Club mm-hmm. New Life mm-hmm. on 12 questions that would change any relationship. And Kay and I were in the same place 40 years ago. We did not know how to have conversations either. We taught ourselves to have conversations, and we decided we needed to. But he will be the deer in the headlight and will not know what you're asking for. And that's what Dave was saying at the very beginning. It's just not in there. He has to decide to learn. To get angry at him for not having those things in there is so counterproductive. It does not work. It is though you think he's stonewalling you and holding back something, but there's nothing there for him to give. He just does not know what to do. A good counselor would have recognized that and helped him begin with basics of self-awareness, what he feels, learning to explore his own feelings and the feelings of other people.
We're going to send you Smart Love, which really explains it, and there's different facets to it, and then there are 10 exercises that you can do with your husband to develop the emotional ability to respond differently in that situation. So hopefully that'll help, Margaret.
And if you develop that Smart Love in the next couple of weeks, see if the two of you would make it to our workshop, Intimacy and Marriage, weekend of February 15, 16, and 17. And while I'm talking about that workshop, I just want to remind folks, we're looking for another couple or two to sign up as engaged couples. If you're engaged to be married and you would like to start your marriage on a great, solid footing, come to this workshop. But we need the small group that you're going to be in to be a group of engaged couples. So call us at 800-NEW-LIFE. Tell them you want to be a part of that group. And let's see if we can get an engaged couple group. We haven't done that before, and we'd really like to do that. We've got fabulous counselors, fabulous speakers. It's a great workshop. We could use your support financially. Call us at 800-NEW-LIFE. Ask to make a gift. Ask to join Club New Life. Club New Life is our monthly giving. and it makes a difference. The changes that happen in people's lives through this radio program, through our workshops, through our counselor network, through everything that we do here is just phenomenal. God does an amazing, amazing thing, and we're just part of the tool chest that he's using to change lives. Thanks for being on today. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.